because it's accused, which will not mabatel even one day of the year, it changes the whole level, the whole chashivus of the limud, the whole kedusha of the limud, which is every single day. Therefore, the Chofetz Chaim finishes off. If somebody's got such a kvius, you're accused to learn a dafa yemi, omud yemi, mishna yemi, whatever it is, if it happens to be that by mistake one day he didn't manage to do it, you should make sure to catch up that night, because it's still tashlumi, my rabbi, no kovonot, other saying that the night belongs to the day, and should still catch it up, so you shouldn't lose this opportunity, this kvaldika, maila, of having a kvius, mitmidus, with the kdusha nero, v'gdoyma. We want to learn together a pasuk in last week's Sedra, which gets repeated again in Mitzvah and Parshas Ra'eh. And that's the Indian of the pasuk said in Parshas Va'eschanan, Lo yisei sipu ala dobar shanech mitzad ha'eschanan, lo yisei gumimenu. The very, very famous Esau, which we all know about, Baal Teisif. Baal Teisif and Baal Tigra, you're not allowed to add mitzvahs on the Torah, and you can't take away mitzvahs. Says Rashi, what's Baal Teisif? Going to Chomish Parshas B'Tvilin. You know there were four Parshas in the Tvilin, so if you don't put five Parshas in the Tvilin, that's Baal Teisif. Chomish Tzitzias, and Asher finished off Sifri in Parshas A, because the Pasuk comes up again in Parshas A. In Parshas A, begin a Peik at Gimel, as Kol Ador Shanech Mitzavah Esram Uysi Tish Mulasas, Beis Eitzif Alok Letik Amenu. It gets repeated twice, both in Parshas Vashana and Parshas A, and Asher said again, Chomish Tetochus B'Tvilin, Chamisha minim belulu. Hashi ad arba brochus birkas kainim. We do the three brochus birkas kainim. And he comes to add the fourth brochus birkas kainim. That's Baal Teisif. So the Mefarshim will ask, why do you have it twice? In both in Parshas Vashanan and in Parshas Dvarim. We know that in Dvarim a lot of things are repeated from the whole Torah, but not twice in Sefer and Sefer Dvarim. Both in Parshas Vashanan and in Dvarim. Says the Gaon, a very posh Tzadal, says the Gaon, there are two types of Baal Teisif. There's one type of Baal Teisif, which is when you're adding onto the mitzvah, which means instead of having four parshas in the tefillin, you're putting five parshas in the tefillin. And there's another type of Baal Teisif, which is when you come to add, we do the Torah mitzvahs in the Torah, and you come to add another one, maybe 16 or 14 mitzvahs, or whatever it is, or taking off a whole mitzvah, that's another type of Baal Teisif. So there are two types of Baal Teisif. Now, this is what I want to discuss with Hashem today, a little bit about Baal Teisif. Now, there's a lot to talk about Baal Teisif. Rishonim and Achrayim, there's so many details in every single mitzvah, you can be happy about Baal Teisif, but we want to discuss, can't talk about everything in half an hour, I don't know everything, we want to discuss three very, very specific points in which the Rishonim talk about in the sugya of Baal Teisif. And these are three points which are going to come up Beis Hashem very soon. Over the Yom Noraim, a lot of extra mitzvahs during Yom Noraim, that's when there's a lot of Baal Teisif spoken about. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, says, in the Tazayin, Lomo teikin umerin kshem yeshin, lomo teikin umerin kshem aim. Which means that we don't have got tkiz de meyushav and tkiz mauma. We got tkiz before shmanasa and tkiz during shmanasa, during chalos hashat, and all together we get to 100. Says the Gemara, why do you need so many tkiz? Why do you have to double the tkiz? Answer the Gemara, k'dela arvves ha-sotan. We want to show the sultan, the chavivus of Klal Yisrael, even though they've read min yetzer the mitzvah, they want to do mitzvah shefar nochamol and blow more tkiz. Then the sultan gets all lost. He sees such chavivus by the Klal Yisrael for the mitzvahs, and he can't be makatreg, and then he meets Hashem, we can be zeicher b'din. That's what the Gemara said. Frek tesis akasha, I don't understand. How can you do it once you've read min yetzer the mitzvah? How can you blow shefar again? Ye'eva on Baal Teisif. Posek and Pashat Voschan, Posek and Pashat Ekev. How can Chazal be matakan? That after you've read the binyetzah, the mitzvah, the raitzah to go and do all the whole mitzvah again and to do another satit kiz, we'll do another, altogether 100 kiz. Minatari can do 10 kiz, satit kiz, whatever it is to be yetzah, to be sure yetzah, and that's it. How can Chachamim tell us to blow shofar again? Oy no, oy von Baal Teisif. That Teisif's kashan v'shana, tzayin on base. Answers Teisif, a very big yesod, very simple yesod, very straightforward yesod of Teisif. Baal Teisif is only when you're adding onto the mitzvah. Like Rashi said, you're doing chomish to tofus betfilin. You're going to add another min, instead of taking arba minim in the lulav, you're going to take 5 minim. But to repeat the mitzvah twice, that's not called Baal Teisif. You've read the mitzvah once, and the Torah needs to want to do it again a second time, that's not called Baal Teisif. So somebody's going to, he's been yitzim mitzvah shofar, and blew shofar a second time, that's not Baal Teisif. To shake lulav, I mean, the Torah just pick up the lulav once and he ate some. You want to shake lulav the whole day, you're not even Baal Teisif for that. Birkas Kohanim, so to add the broch and Birkas Kohanim, that's Esau Baal Teisif. But to do Birkas Kohanim twice, even to the same tzibu, where you've read minyat, you know, even Baal Teisif, that's Teisif's Chedosh and Rosh Hashanah. Comes along the Rashba, and the Rashba says, why does Teisif have to give such a mechudish de katarot? And then Teisif gets very complicated, and all different protein, different mitzvahs. Says the Rashba, then start with Chachoma, Matakane, you should blow shofar again, that's not called Baal Teisif. Baal Teisif is when somebody comes along and he says, you know, the Torah said you have to do Abba to Tafas Betfilin, and I'm going to do another one. The Torah said to blow shofar once. I think it's a better idea to blow shofar twice, so we're going to blow shofar twice. That's what we call Baltesim. Yeah, even though it's repeated, that's what we call Baltesim. But if Chachomim come along, and Chachomim attack in a mitzvah, Chachomim attack and they should do whatever mitzvah it is, or Chachomim decide that Kedil Alve Vesasotam, we should blow shofar again, that's not called Baltesim. Why is it not Baltesim? Because the Torah told us, what's Sitzah Kol Shei Rucha. The Torah wants us to do what Chazal said. The Torah told Chachomim to make that takonas. And whatever Chachomim attacking, that all goes into the Torah, and that's not called Baltesif. Baltesif is when we come with our Seichel, we come to add on the Torah, that's Baltesif. Whatever Chazal tells us to do, okay, that's a mitzvah, so it's also a mitzvah, that's not Baltesif, that's not Baltesif, says the Rashba. A very, very simple test. We've got two tools into this kasha. How can you blow shofar again? Tosfos says that it's not called Baltesif, because repeating a mitzvah twice is not Baltesif. And the Rashba says that the Takan of Chazal, that's not called Baltesif. So now, going forward, we have a very big machlekes rishonim. Lechu on 2 points. A machlekes rishonim, whether repeating a mitzvah is called Baal Teisif, and a machlekes rishonim, whether a takanot rabbanan is called Baal Teisif. Now, on the first point, the achronim will say that maybe the Rashba also agrees to Teisif that repeating a mitzvah is not called Baal Teisif, just like the Rashba says somewhere else. Just the Rashba saying, why do you have to say this over here? Over here, the kasha doesn't start at all. You don't have takanot rabbanan is not Baal Teisif. But one machlekes we definitely got. We go over here, machlekes Teisif and the Rashba, whether Takanot Rabbanon has to fit into the criteria and to the Kolonim or Baal Teisif according to Teisif. So Chachom haven't got a kaya to do Baal Teisif and has to fit with all the rules of Baal Teisif. According to Rashba, Chachom told you to do it, then it's not called Baal Teisif. Yet we need to understand what's the machlekes over here in Teisif and Rashba, but that's Shittas Rashba. Now, we've got another Teret, and that's the Teret of the Rambam.
Can't Baal Teisif be on the Gavre or on the Chefze?
Sounds yeshivish, but what do you mean to say?
I mean, like, chefze, you must put
chomish tetofes.
When you shake over twice, it gets off the gavre.
Yeah, so what is that? The gavre is not about Tosef. So basically, Tosef is saying that to repeat a mitzvah, Tosef is saying that to do mitzvah twice, you're not changing the mitzvah, you're just repeating the mitzvah, not about Tosef. Maybe that's what Tosef meant to say. Could be. Shine Tosef. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, the Rambam says, if says Issa or Baal Teisif and Baal Tigra, so how come Chazal can do so many takonos and so many mitzvahs and so many da'adah beiros as well, like we're going to see? How can Chazal do that? Why is it not Baal Teisif? Says the Rambam, it's very, very simple. Says the Rambam, Lemoshel, the Rambam says, that we all know they can't have Bosa B'Cholo. Yes, it's written in the Torah, it's Vashel G'di B'Chalev Imo, you know how to cook Bosa B'Cholo. Now, Bosa B'Cholo in the Torah means animals meat, you can't cook it with milk. Chicken, oil, yeah? There's no issa midaraisa to have chicken and cheese and challah. Midrabonon, Chazal came along and they said, no, exeil, people are going to mix it up. So even bosa oif is also issa or bosa b'challah. Zog the Rambam, if Chachomim, maybe even the Yochid is going to come along and say, no, I'm not having butter or cheese, milk in my chicken because it's a mitzvah daraisa, it's issa daraisa, but it's vashik di b'chalavimoy. If he says that, then he'd be able to bat isif because he's saying that the mitzvah that is the rice is not the rice and terror. Doesn't say you can't have chicken and milk. If somebody says that I'm not having oit b'chola because it's a drabonon, so that's not Baal Teisif, because I never said it's a mitzvah d'raisa, I just said it's a drabonon. So that's a chiddush of the Rambam. The Rambam said that Baal Teisif is only going to be if you're making it into a mitzvah d'raisa. If you're saying that I'm doing it because there's a mitzvah drabonon, there's is a drabonon, that's not called Baal Teisif, because I didn't say it's a mitzvah, I just said it's a drabonon. Yeah? So according to the Rashba, when somebody blows shofar the second set of tkiyas, and he's saying that if he says he's doing a mitzvah d'raisa, then yes, and you fall into shalos or Baal Teisif, maybe hold the taste as well, but then you go shalos Baal Teisif. But we know that when we're doing the second tkiyas, we're doing it because of mitzvah d'rabanan. If he's saying that only mitzvah d'rabanan, then I'm not saying that I'm doing a mitzvah, I'm just doing mitzvah d'rabanan. Mitzvah d'rabanan is not called Baal Teisif. That's the teret of the Rambam. Now we see over here a very big chiddush. That would appear to be the most simplest teret, because I'm not saying it's a mitzvah, I'm just saying that it's a drabonon. If it's a drabonon, it's not Baal Teisif. But now Teisus and the Rashba didn't hold this teret. Teisus and the Rashba held that even though he's doing it as a mitzvah drabonon, it's still called Baal Teisif. Says the Rebbe, that's not what we're talking about, the Baal Teisif on the land, Baal Teisif being a mitzvah. Oh, very good. So the Rebbe does that open up in Echos Mamrim, the Rebbe's there always on the Rambam, that's not Baal Teisif in the land, Baal Teisif in your mitzvahs, not on the veils. That's the Rebbe that discusses that with the Rambam. How can you have Baal Teisif on, Yiddish Baal Teisif on, Tvavim? That's a Machlid Rambam, the Rebbe of that. But what we see in Teisif on the Rashba, that they have the Moridika Chedosh, that even when a person is only doing a mitzvah Rabbonon, and he's got kavanah to be yitzim mitzvah d'rabbanan, you can still call it b'altoisiv. Because that is not that that is one time the kasha b'chal. What is this kasha? How can you blow shape again? I'm blowing shape again because mitzvah d'rabbanan. Says, well, no, even a mitzvah d'rabbanan is called b'altoisiv. And for that, you need toisiv's answer, you need the Rashba's tarot. Now, why is it? Because we're poshut, because when a person does a mitzvah d'rabbanan, he's not just playing around, he's not doing his own minute or something. He's doing something which, like we said before, the Torah said to listen to Chazal. Chazal got quite to make something into mitzvah. So, concerning about this, it doesn't make a difference whether you're doing it as a mitzvah d'rabbanan, or you're doing it as a mitzvah d'rabbanan, it's all called a mitzvah, and if you call about this, you're going to Tesis and the Rashba.
Two different shittas in Tkir Shefer.
Which one's the ice, which one's the d'rabbanan? Yes, that's why it gets very complicated to have the right kavanas, what the eyes and what the abonnements, the different shits, which ones are going to be the eyes, which ones are going to be the abonnements. So you might, anyway, on the safe side, you have to use the tarot of Tosis and the tarot of the Ashma, you know. But if Tosis held, there's no baltosim on the abonnements. Tosis said, well, this is the input of the abonnements, the baltosim. Now, a very big chiddush, the dina which comes up from this, is the chiddush of the Chel Kasiyor. The Chel Kasiyor tells us like this, and this is the gap for what you say now for Rosh Hashanah, which means, what we spoke about till now, yes, it's all very important, and it's all in the Asidus of Baltesif, but we generally try to keep away from Baltesif, and we try not to be over Baltesif. I'm just explaining the Sherish of the love. But what happens, we all know that mitzvah deraisa, you have to have kavanah to be yitzah the mitzvah. Mitzvah too is kavanah, you don't need any major kavanah, we have to be aware that you're doing the mitzvah and have kavanah to be yitzah the mitzvah. Now, it's often very, very unclear, or not so known, among there can be machlekes rishonim, omer doing a mitzvah deraisa, omer doing a mitzvah rabbanan. For example, when it comes to the tkiyas, there's all different shittas in the Rishonim, which tkiyas are the Raisa, which tkiyas are the Rabbanon. Yeah. And the same thing when it comes to Seder night, we have Amgo Pesach, unfortunately, we have Matzah, Morer, Haggadah, Arba Kosos. So every year I go over again in the Chayodim and Mishavuah. Sometimes it's not very complicated, but it's just interesting. Some of the Raisa, some of the Rabbanon. We've got Matzah, Morer, the Bus, and Psukim in the Torah. Yeah? Matzah is the Raisa, Morer is the Rabbanon. We have Amgo Pesach, Morer is the Rabbanon. Yeah? So now, if you haven't got kavanah to be yitzah, you might not be yitzah. Suppose you've got kavanah, of course we know, Seder night, you've got kavanah for the matzah, for the morah, for everything. Now what happens if somebody had kavanah to be yitzah, and he was sure that matzah is only a rabbanon, like morah rabbanon, and matzah is one that says rabbanon. And he only had kavanah to be yitzah, mitzvah rabbanon. And after he finished eating the matzah, somebody told him, what do you mean, matzah? Matzah is deraisa nowadays, in the haven't got kavanah, matzah, mitzvah deraisa. So this person ate matzah on Seder night, was there seva and everything, and he only had kavanah to be yitzah, mitzvah rabbanon. Not to be it's a mitzvah d'raisa. So I would have said, well, if you've got kavanah, it's a mitzvah d'raisa, it's nothing. Yeah? Because you haven't got kavanah, it's a mitzvah d'raisa. Says the Chel Kasiyor, you see in this passage over here, that a kavanah for d'raisa is the same as a kavanah for d'raisa. If you kavanah to the mitzvah, it doesn't make a difference whether you machaven for d'raisa or machaven for d'raisa. Mitzvahs, d'raisa are also part of the Torah, and you have to keep it in makamim, like in makamim d'raisa. So like Tosfos said, you can have about Tosfos. When you machaven for d'rabbanan, because it's also a mitzvah, so too, if you only got kavanah to be yitzah mitzvah d'rabbanan, when we get to the raisa, you'll be yitzah, because kavanah for d'rabbanan and for d'rabbanan are the same thing. So let's just summarize. We asked the kasha of Tosfos. Tosfos asked the kasha, how can you blow more tkiyas than the Torah? There's three tirutim to that kasha. We've got Tosfos Tarot. Tosfos says that to repeat the mitzvah twice is not about Tosfos. We've got the Rashba. The Rashba says that takanah d'rabbanan, that's not about Tosfos. And we've got the Rambam's Tarot, which is a very different Tarot. The Rambam says that if you're doing it with intention to be Makayim and Mitzvah Rabbanon, so I haven't even thought of adding Mitzvah Daraisa, I'm just doing Mitzvah Rabbanon, and Mitzvah Rabbanon is not going to be Baal Tosfos. So that's very good for every year, most years, when we have Tkiyas, and we have extra Tkiyas, which we add on the Daraisa, so we ask and answer why is it not Baal Tosfos. Now comes along the Rashba, and the Rashba asks that what's going to be, often happens, when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, and Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, and Sukkot also falls on Shabbos. And then there's no Tkiyas Shofar on the first day which is Shabbos, and there's no Lulav on Shabbos. So Mori the Kazakh, it's mitzvah deraisa to Rosh Hashanah on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's mitzvah deraisa to shake Lulav on the first day of Sukkot. Chachom Kamlon, Chachom say, Shema Yavirenu Dal Adamas, scared you're going to carry on the street, Chazal Mavatel, completely mitzvah Shofar, mitzvahs Lulav. We lose out two mitzvahs deraisa. Frank the Rashba, it's bad enough that we're losing out on these mitzvahs, but how can Chachom do that? You're even about Tigra. There's no baptism, you even about Tigra. To mavatel a mitzvah deraisa, not to do a mitzvah deraisa, not to put on tefillin, not to say kriyas shema, is a bit of mitzvah say, but also a love of Baal Tigra. How can Chacham do such a thing?
Yes, koyach.
Sorry? The power of Shevata. Oh, we're going to get that. Says the Rashba. The Rashba didn't think about that. Says the Rashba. The Rashba said, you see, this is a right to my yourself, that whatever Chachomim or Matakan, not because I like it, whatever Chachomim or Matakan, That's not called Baltigraton. Like we said before, that when Chachamim attack on something, that's not called Baltesif, because that's what the Torah is. The Torah is to keep all the mitzvahs and to keep all Chachamim and Torah. So that's not Baltesif, says the Rashba. Well, that's why it's not Baltigra either. Because it's Chachamim who told you to do it, Chachamim tell you to do it, then it's not Baltigra. It's true that I've lost our mitzvah, and yesh kaya for the mitzvah, but Baltigra is not a question b'chad that Baltigra, because Chacham, the Rebbe Shem told us to listen to Chacham, and Chacham said not to do it, then it's not for Baltigra. So says the Rashba, this is a proof to my Yisod, I'm not like Tosfos, because how Tosfos going to answer this question? Tosfos said that you're allowed to blow more tekiyos and it's not about Tosfos. Tosfos said, you know what, because it's not about Tosfos, because just repeating the mitzvah twice, it's not about Tosfos. Tosfos didn't say the answer to the Rashba, that because Chacham told you to do it, that was not about Tosfos. According to Tosfos, even when you're doing Takanas Chacham, it has to fit in with the klolim of Baltigra and Baltesif. So correct the Rashba, how Tosfos is going to explain Baltigra. Very nice when you're adding tekiyos, it's not called Baltesif, because you're just doing it twice, but when you're taking off a mitzvah, you're not blowing shofar, you're not shaking lulav, why is it not Baltigra, correct the Rashba? That's the Rashba, says Rashba to his Yisod. And the Rambam is going to need to have another teretz over here, because the Rambam said that when you're in Baltesif, when you're doing a mitzvah with a kavona, doing a drabonon, that's not called Baltesif, because I'm only doing a drabonon and I'm not doing a daraisa. That's very good in Baltesif. When you're not going to shake lulav, when you're not going to blow shofar, what's the Rambam going to say over that? You're not doing it to Ivan Baltigra. That's the cash of the Rashba on this Rishayim. Now, we need a test for Tosfos. How Tosfos is going to explain why is it no Baltigra, why is it no Baltigra when you're not blowing shofar? So the answer of Chu would be, that's what you're saying, the Tu Eben's got a cash on the Rashba. The Tu Eben asked on the Rashba, he said, I don't understand. Why is he so worried over here about the Baltigra? He said, as I said, we're not born yesterday, and many, many times it happened. The Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, Sukkos falls on Shabbos, and as we said, we don't blow shofar, we don't shake lulav. Now, have you ever asked the kasha, how can you be mevatel a mitzvah? Forget about Baltigra. Because this is a bitul mitzvah, right? Come the verse, you can't be mevatel a mitzvah. Say, if you go a mitzvah, you have to lay in kashma every single day, to wake up late in the morning, not to lay in kashma, chas v'shalom, not put on tefillin, it's a bitul mitzvah. Say, how is it possible to go to a whole Rosh Hashanah and not blow shofar? How can I have a sukkos without shaking lulav? It's a bitul mitzvah. Say, how can Chacham do that? You can gain tzotara, straight to gain tzotara without going to Baltigra. The answer is, says the Gemara in Yevamos, yesh koyach b'yad Chacham lakar dobo min ha-tayr v'shevar ha-tayse. Chacham have got a koyach to literally override what it says in the Torah. Even if the Torah says, do this, do that, or don't do that, Chacham have got a koyach to override what it says in the Torah v'shevar ha-tayse. Chacham can't tell you to go on b'machal ha-shavos, Chacham can't tell you go on i-chele, but Chacham allowed to tell you something, just sit back, be passive, don't do anything. Even if it goes against the Torah, it's b'shevar ha-tayse, Chazal got a koyach. And that's how Chazal can be mevatel the mitzvah, can be mevatel the mitzvah shofar, be mevatel the mitzvah all.
Even though Eser Teichel is a seif, the Chayra. You got a seif in shofar, and you got a reza seif in Shabbos. The Chayra could be Eser Teichel is a
seif.
Shabbos also the Sabaseh, and we can't do the Zendaz, no, Tashir Rebbeim, we're going to get the...
Okay,
I'm going to get the, sorry. There's no Issa Shav to blow Shavu. Chazal Ruchri Shashem Yadirenu Dal Adamas. Now there's no head to go and carry your Shavu or your Lulav in the street to blow Shavu. It's not, I don't fit in any way with Asa Decholetit, and I say that Leta Seva says one in Shavu. So pray to heaven like this. To heaven says, just like we've never worried about, how can Chacham come along and tell us not to blow Shavu, not to shake Lulav, it's a bit of Mitzah Seva, because Yishka Yabiyat Chacham like a Dov Natera. So too says the two heaven. We ask, what's Rashba saying Kasha? That by telling a person not to blow shofar, besides the bitter mitzvah, say you've also got, you've been Ivan Baltigra, says the two heaven, you're quite right, you've been Ivan Baltigra, it's true you've been Ivan Baltigra, but Chacham have got Koach, Beshevan Taisen, to tell you to be Ivan Baltigra. And not the Pshat, like the Rashba said, that because Chacham told you to do it, therefore there's no Baltigra, but that's Hotz and Atayah. Even according to Taisen, or even if you hope that there is Baltigra, but Chacham have got Koach to tell you, it's true, and the Torah said that if you do this, you'll be Ivan Baltigra, the Torah said you should get up in the morning and blow shofar. And if you don't, you've been back to Mitzvah Seyah and be Ivan Baltigra, but Chacham have got Koyach to tell you, like they can tell you, don't blow shofar, they can tell you to be Ivan Baltigra. That's a kasha to Tu'a Eben on the Rashba. Why did Rashba bring a raya to Yisod over here? That because Chacham tell you that there was no Baltigra, no, maybe it is Baltigra, but Chacham have got Koyach to override it and tell you that you're allowed to be Ivan Baltigra, the Shevel Taisa. That's a kasha to Tu'a Eben on the Rashba. Now, it's going to be quite difficult to find an answer to kasha.
So why is it
Tu'a Eben? Sorry.
Why is it called Tigra? Tigra means instead of making four batim, three batim. Here, if you're blowing houses with Tigra,
that's another kasha of the Tu'evan. That's another kasha of the Tu'evan on the Rashba. The Tu'evan has a kasha on the Rashba. That maybe when a person, like we said, Chomish Tetofos, he's going to make three Tetofos and Tvilin, he's going to change the mitzvah and do something. That's going to be about Tigra. But not to do the mitzvah at all, this is a bit like you were saying before, that's in the Gabba. Like repeating it the second time is not about this. Maybe just not doing that, it's not about Tigra. That's the kasha of the Tu'evan. I think the Tu'evan himself says in Sifri and Rishonim, but Chonon, and Kavitzal, to bring to few Rishonim, the Rishonim takes him, maybe it's Machlekes Rishonim, it's Kolon Rishonim, that not to do a mitzvah is called Valtiga. We see in the Rashba, you have another Rishonim, as well as Mavor, it's involved in the Sifri as well, that not to do a mitzvah is also called Valtiga, which is a Pelag de Kazakh, not Pelag de Kazakh, but something very scary. I mean, it's bad enough to battle mitzvah say, but whenever Chatzah Shama person doesn't put on Tvilin or doesn't say Kashma or something, so besides what Bitter Mitzvah say, he's also been Oyvon, and it's all Valtiga. Yes, sorry.
What about the extra yont of the yont of Shem Shaldolim?
Oh, we're going to get a little one, though. We're going to just about touch that. We'll get that. So that's a kasha of the Tu'evan on the Rashba. That what? Sorry? Yont of Shabbat
Asa?
Oh, we're going to get to Shabbat Asa of Yont of. That's not so possible. We'll get there. Hopefully, there's time. So that's a kasha of the Tu'evan on the Rashba. What's the Rashba in the Atit Yisod? Maybe it is Batiga. And you don't have to be Batiga. So we haven't got time enough to say the answer, but Chonin and Kovitz Horus has got tell why the Rashba, how the Rashba can answer to heaven. But at least we've got an answer for Tesos. We had the kasha upon to Tesos who holds that even Rabbonot have to fit them with the criteria of Batisif and Batiga. So Tesos has sorted himself out why you have to do more tekis, but how can you be mevatlet tekis completely? Yeah? So we'll use the cash of the Tureben on the Rashba. That'll be an answer for Tesos. You're correct, it is Batira. But Yish Kerr, you have to come and lack your dog, and I tell you, Beshev Al Taisa, as long as you're not doing something, if you just pass it, Chachom, I've got Kerr to override. Or state in Torah, and Chachom can tell you not to do a mitzvah, and even if it's going to be Batira as well, Chachom allowed to tell you to be Beshev Al Taisa, to be Ibrahim Batira. Now, there's one more ayah which the Rashba will bring. Also, in Yom HaDiyev, Bezer Hashem of Yom Noam. It's Frank the Rashba, how can you sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? When he sits on Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, he says, Bar Taisim. So before he said that, Yom Tov, not doing Melachos, might be Shabbat Taisim. Yeah? You're going to go make Kiddush, it's Kumbase. You go into your Sukkah, it might also be a Kumbase. Yeah, you're going to Kumbase, and you've been Eivon Bar Taisim. As I pray the Rashba, says the Rashba. Again, you see that to prove to my Shetan, that anything which you're doing for the Rabbanon is not anything you're doing because Chazal told you to do it. It's a Takon of the Rabbanon, even in nowadays. It's a Minhag, Shleit Shtakach, Minigab to keep the minute of our fathers. Sorry? To keep Yom Tashem, Takon of Rabbon, to keep Yom Tashem. Even nowadays when we're Boki Bekri the Alcha, we know exactly what the date is. Nevertheless, we still have to keep Yom Tashem. It says Rashba. This is Nochem al Araya, that wherever Chazal am attacking, that doesn't come in at all to Baal Tosis, no Shaila Bechlal or Baal Tosis. But the question is, and this is a very difficult question, how is Tosis and the Rambam can answer this kasha. So the Rambam is very simple. The Rambam will say that when you sit in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, when you keep Pesach a second day, say the night, you say, when you say the Hini Mukhan Umzon, you're not saying Hini Mukhan Umzon to Makai Mitzvah Daraisa, you want Makai Mitzvah Rabbonim of Yom Tov Sheni. And if you're doing it as a Mitzvah Rabbonim, there's no Shaila at all of Baal Tosis. But Tosis will hold that even when you got Kavanah for Rabbonim, and even if Chazal told you to do it, it's still Baal Tosis. How is Tosis going to answer? Why is it not Baal Tosis to keep a Yom Tov Sheni? Why is it not Baal Tosis to sit in the Sukkah on Yom Tov Sheni? So you said to have a kavanah for the one is not going to help you at all. So we kveig on the Prima Godin Bus discusses, and there's what to discuss at length, it's quite a complicated question, but on a very simple note, we'll say one tarot, which the Chasam Sefer said, and Mishra also brings it, Mishra Shatzim brings it. By the way, as we know, that there's a little bit of confusion in this while sitting in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. We think that Minhagim, Chasidim, Itva Shazay, do send Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, don't send Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. We're not going to go into all that, but really, it's a Gemara. The Gemara tells us, on Shmini Atzeres, Yisubi, Yisvinon, Kruch, Elem, Vachinon. The Gemara says that on Shmini Atzeres, we sit in the Sukkah, but we don't make a bracha. Now, why do we make a bracha? And why do we sleep in the Sukkah? That's one of the only places that comes into Shulchan Aruch, which we all know about, is because they look like Baal Tosif. To sit in the Sukkah during the day, so it doesn't really look like Baal Tosif. Nobody knows why you're doing it. And to go out and sleep in the cold in the Sukkah, everything is you're doing the mitzvah again, that really looks like Baal Tosif. And we don't make it look like Baal Tosif. Hashem, sitting in the Sukkah doesn't look like Baal Tosif. Frek the Sharatzin, why talk about Mirzik Baal Tosif? Why do I look like Baal Tosif? It is Baal Tosif. When you're sitting in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, you mean Eivon Baal Tosif. Says the Sharatzin, no, it's not really Baal Tosif. Why is it not Baal Tosif? Because when a person sits in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, he's only sitting in the Sukkah, Misalpak. He's doing it. If today is the Sukkah, on Shmini Atzeres, it's not Sashem, it's Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And I don't want, if it's Shmini Atzeres, I don't want to sit in the Sukkah. I'm sitting in the Sukkah. I don't want to Makan the Mitzvah Sukkah. Because no Mitzvah is Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And so I always sit in Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. The only reason why I'm sitting in the Sukkah now on Shmini Atzeres is because we've got a Suffolk, or we have to be Nerg as if we had a Suffolk, and maybe today is still the last day of Sukkah. So he's saying like this, if today is the last day of Sukkah, then I'm sitting in the Sukkah now to Makan the Mitzvah Sukkah. And if today is really the real day, today is Shmini Atzeres, then I don't want to Makan the Mitzvah of Sukkah. And says the Chasam Sofer and shows from here the Raya to the big Shaila in the Achronim, can a person make a Tanai, can a person do a Mitzvah? And he says a Tanai, if this and that, then I want to Makan the Mitzvah. And if it's like this, then I don't want to Makan the Mitzvah. The Chasam Sofer says, I bring a Raya from here that you can make a Tanai. Because if you can't make a Tanai, and you have to sit in the Sukkah, Hini Mukhanim Zon, the Kaim Mitzvah, so sitting in the Sukkah, then you'll be able to taste it misafik. Says the Rashman, that's what Shatzin also says it, that when you're doing a mitzvah misafik, and you only want to be yitzvah mitzvah, if there is a mitzvah, and if there isn't, then I don't want to be yitzvah mitzvah, then you're not over on Baal Teis. If there is, you're shame about it, that's how we're going to answer Shmini Atzeres. So we'll discuss three cases in Yom Tov of Baal Teis. So if you meet anybody on Parshat Veschanan or A, you've got something to talk about, and on Rosh Hashanah, you've got something to talk about, and on Shmini Atzeres, and on Rosh Hashanah, fall on Shabbos, you've also got something to talk about. So the three cases are like this. We spoke about why the extra case on Rosh Hashanah is not Baal Teis. Why, when you don't brush up, is it not Baal Tigra? And why, when you sit in Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, is it not Baal Teis? Now, just to finish off Ma'ina Psicha, to finish off Minyan Adiyam, as I said, Ben Azmanim. So we all know there's a pasuk in Kashma of Mitzvah to learn Torah, but you have to learn when you're sitting at home, whatever the situation is, and when you're going Baderach as well. Now, it's very difficult, according to people like me, for simple people to learn on the way. Of course, you've got tapes and you've got shiurim and you can have a Gemara and that type of thing. Now, to learn in a car, somebody's driving is not so easy to learn, not so easy to concentrate. I just want to share with you another pshat of Avraham, the brother of the Gom, how he learned this pasuk. He said there's two ways of learning the pasuk. One way of learning the pasuk is the dibat from pshutek mashma, you have to talk entire, think and learning, learn the whole day. Says the brother of the Gom, there's another pshat. But the Baltimore could mean like, bring the pasuk and nach, which was just my mind. He says it means you should be misnai. He says, the Roshna of the Baltimore could mean the Roshna of an Hoga, to be noyed. But the Baltimore, you should be noyed in Dibretaya, Vishitcha Vesacha, or Vilachtra Vadech. And that's as a gone. That's what the Pasuk is telling us here. The Pasuk is telling us here that a person has to live Alpitaya, whatever a person is doing, whether at home or whether on the way, a person has to be live Alpitaya Chatera. And that's what he said, that's what you say, Vaitan Krashma. Velimatemes Benechem, Ledavo Bom, Vishitcha Vesacha, or Vilachtra Vadech. You should teach your child. What do you mean teach your child? It means, of course, you have to go around the Chumash and teach your child, Varishit Borlekim, and Vayikra. But it also means you have to be misnaig Alpitaya, that your children should be able to see how to be misnaig Alpitaya. And it's a paradigm. When he's misbehaving, and how much one can live up Pitaya. Just this week, one of my chavrusas called me up with Lani Mazim on the phone. He traveled to Unazon, and he told me he's busy in the airport with suitcases. And we know that Clarice, whatever like, you try to travel with, like Avon Vino, Avon COVID Moid, who's got overweight in our luggage, Bukhule Bukhule. Now, who's capable of learning when you're in the middle of checking in the airport? Yeah, busy checking with the cases and under pressure and everything. You can open up a moral, then you can think and learning, you can talk and learning. It's virtually impossible for people like you and me. But this chavrus is telling me, you know that nowadays, I won't tell all the schwindles you can do on saints. But it's so easy just to schwindle the airlines with another few kilos on saints. You can do the wing by yourself, Bukhule Bukhule. I don't want to talk about these things in public, it's not something to discuss about, yeah? Now this young man is telling me, how can he do such a thing? It's not Haganov, yeah? So imagine this person, he's busy checking in his suitcases, and what's he thinking about, what can he think about, what should he think about? Then the Torah said, you're not allowed to Ganov, and if I'm going to Ganov, imagine what my children are going to think, that daddy was a Ganov, and Mazeda was a Ganov, and think, what do you expect your children to be, yeah? That's what said in this passage, that with the Baltimore, Bishitcho, Vesach, or Lechtcho, after wherever person goes, whatever person is doing, as we all know, we're taught about it in school, that we're going to go out here to Makadish and Shemaim, but again, for parents as well, and for grown ups as well, that wherever we go, we have to, of course, have to learn as well, and we have to be Neugar, Pitayo, Bishitcho, Vesach, or Lechtcho, or Dam. Okay,